Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now on Rasechet Beitzah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet. About to take a look at Mishnah Hey of this, the third parak. Behemah Shemeta Lo Yizizena Mimkomah. If an animal dies on Yom Tov, you cannot move it. It's Muktzah. Umaseva Shalu Rabbi Tarfon Aleha. It happened a case where Rabbi Tarfon was asked about this. Ve'ala Chalash and Itmet. He was also asked about Chalad that became Tameh. On Yom Tov, Nichas Beit Midrash v'Sha'al, he came to the Beit Midrash and asked Vamrulo, and the Chachamim answered him. In both cases, Lo Yizizem Mimekomam, their Muktzah may not be moved. So the Gemara immediately posits, Leimatanan Stamad Lo Rabbi Shimon. It sounds like we have a Stam Mishnah that goes against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanu Rabbi Shimon Omer Machatrin Tavluin Lifnei Beimal V'Tanu Ve'la Lifnei Klavim. Rabbi Shimon says that that you can cut up gourds to feed an animal, but more critically, you can cut up a nevela to feed it to dogs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo yitan nevela me'erev Shabbat asura. He says if the nevela died on Shabbat, you may not. So the implication is that Rabbi Shimon says even if it died on Shabbat, you may do so. It's from Yom Tov. The answer is afilu temer Rabbi Shimon. Mod Rabbi Shimon bale chayim shemetu shasurin. Rabbi Shimon actually agrees that if the Baal Chai dies on Yom Tov, it's asur. Now ha nechalam arba me'erev shemetu derav adam amod Rabbi Shimon bale chayim shemetu shasurin shapir. There's a machloket. Chachmei Bavel, actually students of Rava, about what Rava said about this. So according to one version, Amemar's version, Rava said that Rabbi Shimon agrees that if they died, it's Asur, that our Mishnah could be according to both. Elamar, Bered, Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei, de Rava, Tamar Chalukah, Rabbi Shimon, Afilu, Balechayim, Shemetu, Shemutarim. But according to this other position of Rabbi Yosef's son, who quoted Rava as saying that Rabbi Shimon disagreed even about live animals that die in Shabbat and Yom Tov, Ma'ika Lememar, then our Mishnah doesn't seem to jibe with Rabbi Shimon. So Targum is the ear of Behemat Kodshim. He says that our Mishnah is talking about Behemat Kodshim. In other words, that there is a separate issue here, which is that they are not usable at all because you can't feed them to animals or any other use. Dekanami Niktani Alam Ve'alachalash Nitmeit. And the proof is from the fact that Rabbi Tarfon went to the Beit Midrash and asked two parallel questions, one about an animal that died, and one about chalah that became tameh. Ma chalah chalah de kedisha, ma de kedisha, just like chalah is kodesh, so the animal is kodesh. Alatam de kedisha, de chulin sharia. So now we got to flip it and say, oh, so the only situation where the animal could not be moved is if it's hektish. If it was chulin, it could be moved. So anechem abri derav Yosef, mishpei derava, machaluk abri shimon af balechem, shmei tu shmutarin, shapir. So now, according to the first opinion, the second opinion that we mentioned, Rava suggested that Rabbi Shimon disagreed even about Balei Chaim, then we can say our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. But according to the first one, where Rava supposedly said, or allegedly said, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that if an animal dies on Shabbat Yom Tov, it's Muktzah, then our Mishnah now is according to nobody, Michael and Maymar. So the answer is Hachamayaskiran Bibisukanet Vidivrakol. This animal was an animal that was in danger of dying, and therefore we said you cannot shecht it unless, as we saw earlier, you cannot shecht it unless there's enough time when Yom Tov, after shechting it, before Yom Tov was over, to eat a kazayit basar cooked. Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to an animal that is misukenet, then you are allowed that it's not muktzah, as proven by the fact that he says you could cut up the nevela to feed to the animals, and in that case, everybody agrees that it is movable unless it is hektesh, and that's why hektesh is the exception in our Mishnah. Okay, einim nim ala beimah lechatchila biyom tov. This is now Mishnah Vav. You cannot lechatchila get together and saying, okay, I'm going to take that amount of the animal, that amount of the animal, and join in and then go and have it shechted. Well, nim ala me'erev yom tov v'shechtin v'chalkim b'nehem. You can all join in erev yom tov and then shecht it on yom tov and divide it up on yom tov. So my einim nim. What does einim nim mean? I'm reviewing on Shmuel. Ein poskin damim lechatchila beimah biyom tov. You can't get together and say, I'll take $30 worth, etc. So, hechi yavid, what do you do? Amarav mevishte behemotum amidan zu etzel zu. The shochet brings two animals, stands them next to each other. Homer zu kazu. You see, this one's like that one. He shecht one, and then after Yom Tov, you come and say, well, this other one cost $500, so now we know that this animal's worth $500. The one that was shechted. Tan mehachi lo yadav lachaviro, harini mcha besela, harini mcha b'shtayim. You can't say to somebody, I will put this amount of money towards the food. But you can say, I'm going to come in 50-50 with you, or we'll each go to thirds, we'll each do quarters, or something like that. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is really the second half of Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar, Kenegat HaKli, or Kenegat HaKofitz. You may not use a regular scale, but if the shochet is weighing out meat for you on Yom Tov, what he can do is to put a vessel or a cleaver or something else in the opposite, but not a regular weight, so it's not uvdin dechol, and that's how you can measure it out. Chachamim say you may not use a scale at all. So my kolikar, what does it mean at all? Even if you have some meat that you're afraid mice are going to get to and you want to put them into the scales, you can't even do that. It's too much like regular weekday work. That's only if the scale is already hanging on its system. The cup of the scale sitting by itself is fine. An expert shochet may not measure even by hand because he's knowledgeable enough to be able to do it by hand. That's uvdin dechol. He also can't use displacement of water to measure. You're not allowed to cut a hole in the meat so you can hold on to it on Yom Tov. Ravina uviyad ashari, but if you could do that with your hand, that's okay. Min cut the hole. Ravuna mutar la'asot simanim basar. You're allowed to make a mark on the meat. If remember, we learned before that several chachamim used to make specific marks to identify the meat, so it was sent home to their wife. They would know that their husbands had approved the meat. He would cut it on three corners, so his wife would recognize it. So make a siman. Arochista used to make a samech, etc. Bichia of Rabbi Shimon Barabi, Shoklin Mane Kenegan Mane Be Yom Tov. So now we hear a story about Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, who was Rabbi's son. Now, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, there's a little bit of a competition between them. We'll see that in the sugya, because Rabbi Chia was, of course, the favored student of Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon was his son. And he said they used to weigh out one piece against the other. In other words, put one piece on one side and one piece on the other side of the scale and make sure we're each getting an equal amount. Come on, so who does that follow? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Amar shokel adam asar kenegad hakli, kenegad hakofitz. You could use a tool or a cleaver. Now, kli in kenegad midi achrim, but not something else like food. Lo. Eikar Rabbanan, Amar yehen mashkech mekhafos naim kol yidkar. The Rabbanan say you can't use the scale at all. The answer is, Inu da'avud k'Rabbi Yeshua. They were following Rabbi Yeshua. At the time, Rabbi Yeshua omer, shoklin maneh kenegad maneh biyom tov. Rabbi Yeshua said you could use that. Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, and we rule like Rabbi Yeshua. Non b'chorot kavatei. Why do we rule like Rabbi Yeshua? Because there's a stam mishnah b'chorot that supports him. None. The Mishnah says, psulei muktashin ha'natan lahekdesh. Those animals that became pasul for the mizbeach, all the hanah still goes to hekdesh. V'shoklin maneh keneged maneh b'bechor. You could take a bechor and measure keneged the bechor by putting other meat on the scale. Amarle, you're not allowed to take a bechor and let's say shoklin belitra or nishchatin by leaves. You can't do them in the regular marketplace, but that you could do. A piece of meat connected to the other piece of meat seems to support Rabbi Yeshua. Amarle by Rabbi Malohi, he says maybe Rabbi Yeshua is not supported by that Mishnah Bechorot. Maybe the two don't speak to each other. Ad kamakor Rabbi Yeshua hachar. Rabbi Yeshua here said on Yom Tov you could do it. The lake of Bizyon Kodshim. There's no degradation of Kodshim. It's just regular meat. Maybe he wouldn't allow it when it comes to the Mishnah Bechorot. Maybe he'd disagree. And perhaps the Rabbanan only allow it in Bechorot because it's not Yom Tov and it doesn't look like you're treating Yom Tov as a regular day. But here where you're using the scale per on Yom Tov, maybe they wouldn't allow it. So now, back to the story. Is it true that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chia, that there was some sort of competition between them, such that there was an issue of weighing out the meat, and you can only get the same amount as I get. There were seven fish that came to Bei Rabbi. And five of them turned out to be in Rabbi Chia's house. And v'lo kapit Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon wasn't makpid. Said, why'd you get more? You know, more than your share. So evidently, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chia had a very friendly relationship, unlike our assumption. And therefore, why would they weigh out meat one can get the other? So Rav Papa, Shari Gav Rabbi Nayan. The answer is you got to change the story by changing one of the characters. If it was Rabbi Chia, it was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. If it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, then it was not Rabbi Chia, but Bar Kappara, a different Talmud of Rebbe with whom they did not have as close a relationship. Okay, the next Mishnah Zayin, Ein Mashchizin Sakin BeYom Tov. You're not allowed to hone or to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Masial Gavei Chaverta, but you can sharpen it by putting it on top of another one. All right, so in other words, not directly on the whetstone. Am Rav Huna Lo Shana Al Mashchezet Shel Evan. So according to this first version, Rav Huna said that the prohibition is only if you use a whetstone. Shchezet Shel Eitz. If you have a sharpener that's wood, mutar, it's okay. And then Shmuel said, when you say that using a whetstone is asur, that's only to sharpen it. If it's to get the fat off of the knife, mutar. So therefore we would infer that if it's a wood sharpener, you could even sharpen it with that, mutar. However, some people learn Shmuel's statement. Rav Huna's statement is being about the Seifa. B'shalitz mutar, and then Rav Shmuel's comment was about that. Had damar b'shalitz mutar, when do we say that shalitz is mutar, that wood is okay? L'man ela lahavir shal mutar, that's only to get off the fat. Chadda asur, but to sharpen it's asur. So then we can infer back, v'chal b'shal evan, if it's a rock, if it's stone, I feel lahavir shal mutar asur, you can't even use it to get the fat off. So we have two versions, which will lead to opposite conclusions. Some people read Shmuel as not being a comment about Rav Huna's comment on the Mishnah, but directly about the Mishnah. You can't sharpen it. That's only to sharpen it. Mutar. But to get off the fat is mutar. So therefore we can infer that in the Seifa where it's mutar, on top of another one, you could even use that to sharpen it. Some people learn it as a comment on the Seifa of the Mishnah. You could do it on another knife. That's only to get off the fat. To sharpen its asur. If you're actually using the whetstone, you can't even use it to get the fat off. All right. Four different takes on Shmuel's comment. Man Tanav Ashchezet Asur. Who is the Tanav of our Mishnah who says you can't use a whetstone? Chista de lo Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, ain ben Yom Tov l'Shabbat el Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. The difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat is Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshir Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda famously allows even things that are needed for preparation for Ochel Nefesh. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that since you need the knife to slaughter the animal, therefore you could also use a whetstone to sharpen it. Amalei Rav Rav Chista, Yashir Mishma Chalachak Rabbi Yehuda. People quote you, Rav Chista, as saying that you said halachas Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rav the Chol Kihani Mili Malaita Tidrushud Mishamoi. He said, he wrote so that all sorts of wonderful words like that should be said in my name. Rechem Rei Rav Yosef, Avakina Kamei Rava. I was standing in front of Rava. Vahave Kamare the Sakina Puma de Dekula. He was passing a knife. We're going to see why Rav Chista was praising that. Rava took the knife and he was passing it on top of a basket. And we said to him, are you doing it to sharpen it or just to get the fat off? I'm doing it to get the fat off. But we could tell that he was doing it to sharpen it. His reason was because he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you're really allowed to sharpen it. But we do not publicize that, and therefore, for publicity purposes, he said that he was only doing it in order to get the fat off. Abaye tells a similar story. I was in front of my master, that's Rabbah. He was passing a knife over the lip of a mill, of a rock, mill rock, millstone. He asked him the same question. He gave the same answer. I'm doing it to get the fat off. But I could tell that he was doing it to sharpen it. And again, he must have held halacha ve'in morin kein. The halacha is that it's mutar, like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't publicize it. There's a question. Can you show a sakin to a chacham, as we saw in Masachet Chulin, that you have to show a sakin to a chacham before using it for shechita? May you do that on Yom Tov? My brother Rav Bizna Shari, he said it's mutar. Rabbanan asked me, the Rabbanan said no. Yosef Amar, Tavin Chacham ro'el atzmo. Tavin Chacham, who wants his own shechita, he can take a look on his own. Umashilah l'achrim, and then he can lend it to other people to use, and it's got the approval of a Chacham. Okay, V'am Rav Yosef, Sakin She'amda, which means a knife that literally stood still, what it means it's got dull. Mutar l'chad ab Yom Tov, you may sharpen on Yom Tov. So again, sounds like Pascha like Rabbi Yehuda. Panimili hu de Pascha agav duchka. That's as long as it gets still cut in some way. It's got some cutting ability. Drash of Chiz v'tem Rav Yosef, achad sakin she'nifkema, whether it's a knife that got dull, or achad shapud she'nirtzam, or a skewer where the tip got cut off, v'chad gifat tanur v'chiran b'yom tov, or sweeping out the ashes from an oven, on Yom Tov, banu machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That's essentially the machloket about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan about machshirei ochol nefesh. The Tanya, here's the machloket. Ein ben Yom Tov Shabbat ochol Shabbat Rabbi Yehuda Matarav machshirei ochol nefesh. We just saw that. Now, my Tavan to Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say you may not do machshirei ochol nefesh? Amar Kra, in the one pasuk that's matar ochol nefesh in Parshat Tachodesh, hu levado yeyaseh lachem. That alone, hu velo machshirav, only the food preparation itself, and not the necessary prerequisites like cutting wood and sharpening a knife. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amar kwa lachem, hulado yasel lachem," meaning lachotzor chechem, whatever you need. So now we got to do a little ping pong. With Tanakama aktiv lachem. How does Tanakama reckon the word lachem? Amar lacha hu lachem v'lo lanochrim. That's exclusive to say you can prepare for yourself, but not for non-Jews. V'irachnami aktiv hu. And Rabbi Yehuda has to contend with the fact that it says hu. The answer is that there is a dialectic between the exclusive hu and the inclusive lachem. V'lo kashin, as Rabbi Yehuda answers it. Kan machshirin shavshas v'tan mirav Yom Tov. It's machshirin that you could have done before Yom Tov, like chopping down the tree to get the wood. That's not allowed. Kan machshirin shavshas v'tan mirav Yom Tov. But sharpening a knife that was sharper of Yom Tov and now got dull, or you didn't have access to, that is mutar. If you have a skewer that got crooked, you may not straighten it out. So pshita, that should be obvious. So even if you could straighten it out by hand, you don't need a tool, it's still asur. If you already used it to roast meat, you can't then move it. It's finished with its use, and it's now muktza. Rav Adabrav Amar Rav Malchio, remember that name, Shomto Umenicho B'Keren Zavid. You can move it around and put it in the corner. That's what you could do with this skewer. Rav Chia Barashe Rav Huna, V'hu Shiesh Alav Kazai Pasar. He said that's as long as there's still a Kazai Pasar on the skewer, so it's not Muktza. Ravina Mafapisha Ein Alav Pasar Mutal Taltalo. Even if there is no meat on it, you can still move it. Just like a thorn in Rishut Rabim that you're allowed to move because it's dangerous to have a skewer sitting in the middle of the house. Ravchina Bred Ravika Shapud, that ruling about Shapud, Shfachot, the ruling in Ktubot that Rabbi Eliezer says that even if a man brings a woman brings as many servants as possible into the marriage, she still has to do some work because idleness is not a good thing, idle hands, etc. And gumot, which is a halacha about simanim, and therefore that has implication for chalitza, those rulings were Rav Malchio, not to be confused with the rulings about blorit, which is if a Jew is cutting the hair of a pagan, when he gets to the blorit, which is a part of the hairdo, which is done for avodah zarah, he has to stop. Efer mikla, which is the prohibition against using the ashes of the paraduma for a salve, and gvina, Rav Malchia. Those three rulings are rulings of Rav Malchia, not Rav Malchio, two different people. Rav Papa has a different take. Matniti to matnita. Any time that it's a comment on a Mishnah or a Braita, like ruling like one or the other, Rav Malchia. Shmatta, if it's an independent ruling, then it's Rav Malchio. V'simanecha matnitin malkata. What's the way to remember it? Matnitin malkata. The Mishnah is king. And therefore, the Rav Malchia is the one who's associated with the Mishnah and the Braitot. So my b'nai, where do they disagree? Yigabanai shvachot. The rule about shvachot is in a Mishnah. So according to Rav Papa, that's Rav Malchia. And according to the first opinion, is Rav Malchio. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with our final podcast. And this is the third parak. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.